Hey, Paul, you got disconnected.
We sure did. We sure did. I know you have me on hold for a reason, though. Did you need to put me back on hold?
Yeah, no, put it back. No, I don't need to put it back. I already spoke to that person. I'll call them back. Now, hold on a second, Paul. I still got a little bit confused about the way you're talking a little bit faster. I understand. I didn't.
No, I'm happy to go over it. I want you to be completely understanding and clear on how the process
works. What I'm saying to you is I just want to make you understand. I don't want to get the confusion later. You put it here in the application, in the email, then it's going to take me 3 weeks. Three to 6 weeks to get this approval. You know, this is too long.
Well, it is a very detailed process getting vetted by Google. It's called Google Guarantee for a reason. The businesses that are able to offer Google Guarantee are thoroughly vetted. Make sure you have no felonies. It's a straightforward process. You would qualify for it, but it does take time. If you can get us all the information that we need, if you fill up your application, and we've been trying to get this going for a couple of weeks already, right? So the sooner the better, okay? I've seen it happen in as little as 3 weeks. If we don't get the information that we need, if you don't fill out your application, obviously things take a lot longer. But as long as you're able to get, and we want you to get us that information within a week, I mean, better within, you know, the next day or two, when we get your client interview, if we can have all of that already in place, that's going to expedite the process, okay? So it is very fast for you.
Okay, now, going back to the payment again. You're saying that $250, I got it. I pay, when I get the approval, I pay $835 to cover 13 leads. And if I use those 13 leads, okay, I need to pay another deposit for $835 again to another 13 leads?
You pay for the leads that you use. If you were to use all of your leads, the following month you pay to have the 13 lead budget again. If you only use one lead, you pay $64 the next month. You pay for the leads that you use, and all of the leads need to be qualified. But absolutely, that's exactly how this would work. You are in complete understanding.
Okay, now, if I use these 13 leads in 3 months, that's how I'm going to pay. Now, how are you guys going to send me the leads? You guys are going to give me a call? You're going to say, Manuel, hey, you're going to email me? We have this lead for you.
So I know that you are used to Angie, where you get information, you get a phone number, you have to follow up with that. It's a little bit confusing because it is still a lead-based service, but it does not work that way. You get phone calls directly to you from a potential customer who needs your services, but you're only paying for each lead. You're paying for a phone call, though, not a lead or a phone number that you have to follow up with. If you think of it a little bit like, you know, like a Home Depot Pro or like a Lowe's Pro, you are a contractor providing a service. Google, in this case, not Lowe's or Home Depot, has a client in your area who needs a service that you can provide. You are matched up specifically with that individual customer, and that customer calls you directly. The leads are exclusive to you. They're not being sent to your competitors. That person is not given another phone number to call, and it's certainly not where you're getting a phone number and trying to chase that person down. So to answer your question directly, you will simply get phone calls ringing directly to you. It will notify you before you answer that phone. As it's ringing through to you, it's going to say Google Guarantee Lead. So you know exactly what that is when it comes through. And again, unless it is a qualified lead, unless you actually talk to that person about a service you want to provide, and unless you quote pricing either over the phone or in person, it would not be a qualified lead, and you would automatically not be charged for that. Very different, again, than Angie's, where you get charged right away, whether you talk to somebody or not. With this, and then you have to dispute it. You have to call them and tell them, hey, I need a credit. It's nothing at all like that. Google wants it to be profitable. They want it to be fair. Like I said, it's a qualified lead service. Every lead that you pay for has to be a qualified lead. Otherwise, it's automatically not taken out of your account. It's not something you have to fight
for
to get it back.
Paul, hold on. Slow down, please. Let me ask you this. This lead that they're gonna call me, But you guys first, they're gonna talk to you, and you're gonna give them their number to my number to them. How these people have been qualified to call me? You know, that's what I need to know.
So when we are doing the Google guarantee for you, you'll be a top option that people see at the very top of the page. There's nothing on top of Google guarantee. That's the very first thing that people see at the very top of the page. They will contact you directly. You will know when your phone rings that it is a Google guarantee lead. So again, you don't have to chase down that person. We're getting qualified calls coming your way. You pay for every contact, every lead or phone call that you accept, that you take, and that you keep on a regular basis as long as your leads are turned on, and you get those phone calls coming directly to you from someone that you quote pricing with. That's a verified lead.
What do you mean one of my leads is turned on? Who's going to turn on and off my lead?
You. Your leads are automatically on unless you say, hey, I just landed a job, I don't want to take on any more leads, and you notify us, and then we pause your lead. That's what helps your leads to roll over to the next one, okay, to the next month. But your leads are turned on, 13 leads a month if you use them all. If you get a job, when you get a job, you pause your leads. You just tell us, hey, I just got a lead. It's a big job. It's going to keep
me busy. I can get two or three jobs at the same time. You know, all
that's
I
perfect.
Want is to know.
Well, then you don't have to turn off your leads.
No, I can't because I don't want more than 13 a month. You know what I mean? And I pay another $135.
No, you wouldn't. You're not gonna get more than that unless you specify up front that you want to pay more. There's no surprises. You know, we're not going to charge you more than that. That would be the maximum amount that you would pay for the maximum.
I'm still a little bit confused about how this customer is going to be qualified, you know, for the amount, for the type of job that I'm looking for. So my information is not going to be exposed to anybody or just for Google. I mean, it's going to be I understand
your concern, okay? Now, Google Guarantee is a product for people that are looking to have the right contractor do the job.
Okay.
Angie's is for someone who wants the cheapest contractor or a handful of bids, and that's not the type of client you're looking for. You're looking for someone who has enough resources to pay a fair price. They don't care if it costs a little bit more. They're not looking for the cheapest guy. They're looking for a quality contractor because they want to know that they love the job when it's done. That's why people use Google Guarantee, because they know that the businesses that are offering Google Guarantee are thoroughly vetted by Google and that they are going to be happy with the job. So that's why it takes a little bit of time. Google wants to make sure
Google Guarantee, Google Guarantee is not available for anyone.
It's not available for everyone. That's absolutely correct.
Everyone.
It's not available for every industry. It's not available for every city. And it's not available for business owners that don't have the right licensing or insurance. If they have any felonies or anything like that, then they cannot do Google Guarantee. That's why there's a thorough vetting process, because Google guarantees your work. It's called Google Guarantee because Google will pay up to $2,000 for any unsatisfied customer. That's not something you would use or even want to use, but it's there for peace of mind for the person who wants to find the quality contractor to do the job. They know that if they use Google Guarantee, they're going to love the job when it's done. And again, like I said, we want to target where you want to service. So you're going to get the right types of phone calls. If any call comes through that's not the lead you want, if it's not a qualified lead, you don't pay for it.
I mean, if I got a call, but if I don't do the work, I don't pay for it?
It has to be a qualified lead. Not every qualified lead will turn into a job, but Google Guarantee has the highest conversion rate of any lead-based service out there, and a big reason for that is it is exclusive leads. You're not getting the same lead your competitors are getting. You're not getting
a phone
number.
No, I understand, but my question is, if I got a call, if I talk to a client, if I close the deal, I'll pay for it. If I don't close,
correct.
If I don't,
it's a qualified lead.
If I don't close the deal,
if it's a qualified lead, you pay $64 per lead.
So no matter what,
if I don't close, every qualified lead will turn into a job.
Okay. I guess we can give a try. You know what I mean? Let's see what happens. So,
and
we're talking
is
about
that on a credit or debit card?
Works, but how? But there's any contract? There's anything? I mean, there's any documentation? I'm just give the deposit and how that works. I can do the verification.
It's month to month, no contract. You receive everything in writing. And before I can process your payment, I need to read the voice verification that gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service and that you can stop at any time.
I understand, but am I receiving any kind of a contract or anything? I mean, before I make the payment, I mean, anything from your company saying that this is going to be paid, you know, for this type of service, this is how this is going to work, and that's what I'm trying to ask you.
Yeah,
I make the payment over the phone, and that's it.
And I can say it again. I can repeat verbatim what I just said. You will receive everything in writing, and before I can process your payment, I need to read a voice verification that clearly outlines the services we're providing for you.
And after I make the payment, you guys are going to send me an email with all the information?
Correct. You'll get your application within a minute of processing that payment of $250. You will get your follow-up call tomorrow. You said 5 o'clock. You'll get emails and messages, and you'll be in the loop. You'll have detailed reporting and tracking and 24/7 access to it.
Okay. Who's going to be my key contact after that?
Your account manager has not been assigned yet because it's not an active account. It will be someone who is Google trained and certified for local service ads, someone with experience and expertise in your industry, and someone who will be your specific account manager. They will be reaching out to you maybe even today once we process that payment to let you know that they are your account manager, okay? That will be the one person that you need to speak with about anything and everything regarding your account.
So always, if I have any question or anything, it's going to be only one person always.
That is correct.
Same person.
I do not know who that person is. I know who it could be. I mean, a list of people who it could be, but I don't know which one it's going to be.
Okay.
But they're all experts.
Give me a second, Paul. Let me give you my credit card.
Is it your name, first and last, or any middle initial on, or the business name on that card?
No, Manuel Kortkamp. Manuel D. Kortkamp.
You said D like David, right?
D like David, yes.
Okay. Is this a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Manuel, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5189-4100-4815-0240.
The expiration month and year?
Uh 05/2029.
And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
251.
I have 251, 251 on the back. I've got May or 05/2029 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 5189, 4100, 4815, 0240?
Right.
Now, I know you said that the 1110 Brickell Avenue is an office. What is the billing address of that card?
You can put 540. Okay, hold on. I'm not sure if I changed the address. I just moved it yesterday, so I'm not sure if I put the same address or the old one. It used to be 848 Brickell Key Drive. Apartment 3303.
You said Brickell Key, B-I-C-K-E-L-L?
B-R-I-C-K-E-L-L, Drive, Key Drive.
Key, K-E-Y, like the keys.
Right.
And the apartment?
3303.
And well, then the
Miami, Florida, 33131.
33131. And the apartment was 3303, 840 Brickell Key Drive, apartment 3303, Miami, 33131. So the zip code is still the same.
Yes.
Even if...
Oh, give me also your email. You sent me information before. What's your email? What is it again? Can you please tell me again? What is the email?
Yeah, so it's pgordon, @localsplash.com. I'm going to also just text you right now both my contact information, my phone number, and my extension, as well as my email address. Okay, so that's going to be included. And I'll send that to you by way of text. Now, I do have the voice verification pulled up here, and it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time for any reason. If you have a question, if you want me to clarify my question, it is, although, pretty straightforward. Okay? It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Miami Home Design, LLC.
That is exactly how I have that, with the LLC included. And then, Manuel, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Manuel Kortkamp. I am the owner.
Okay. And, Manuel, as the owner of Miami Home Design, LLC, Mr. Kortkamp, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Right.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that MasterCard in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Right.
Of course. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure you're getting those phone numbers. We need you to be, or those phone calls, I should say. We need you to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, when we call you, text you, or email you, and also when you get those phone calls. It only works when you answer your phone. Now, of course, we also do need the paperwork. Like I said earlier, before the voice verification, we do expect you to get that information to us within a week, and sooner is even better than that. We do what's called the NAPW audit, like I mentioned, name, address, phone number, website. We'll make sure that all of your information is accurate. Now, first of all, you do agree to be receptive and responsive when we call you or if your customers are calling you, right? Whether it's contacting you by phone, text, or email, right?
Right.
Perfect. The more active you are in this, the better it's going to be for everyone. Now, it does also say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we would also expect you to continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is a month-to-month service, like I said. There is no contract. In fact, like I said, you would let us know. I know you're not using Angie anymore. You are considering another provider. It's not something you wanted to do now, which is why we're not doing it right now. But you did get a phone call from someone who was compelling enough for you to reopen your eyes and ears to local search engine optimization, maybe Facebook ads, things like that. Now, if you sign up with somebody else, please let us know. I am going to email you again with some of the other services that we can provide for you, services that you were not interested in an original phone call, services that we are not providing currently. But that's something we can do in-house, and we can do any Google product, we can do any Meta or Facebook product as well, okay? So just let us know if you're going to sign up with anybody else, because your information online needs to be accurate. We already know right now there are some things that need to be addressed. We're going to make those changes for you. That's fair enough, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Now, it is a month-to-month service, like I said. Now, your payment for the initial activation of this process is the $250. That covers your application fee, your one-time application fee. As I mentioned in previous phone calls, once you're vetted, you come out of pocket for the activation budget that supports those 13 leads. Everything that you don't use, all of that rolls over. Now, you're just being charged the $250 today. Once everything gets up and activated, it's what, the $840, and then you pay for the leads that you use. Now, it is a month-to-month service, but like any form of advertising, we want you to give it at least 2 months. It's kind of a verbal agreement. You want to give it a fair chance. It has to work for you to want to keep the service, but we do know that you're going to keep the service long-term, okay? Now, it is the month-to-month. There is no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it. You can pause your leads. You can pause the service. Now, we go for any service that we provide for you down the road as well. You can pause your service. If you go out of town, if you get a big job, you can pause the service seasonally, although I don't think you would need to. All that we would require or ask is that to prevent the charge for the following month is that you contact us at least 3 days before your billing date. In this case, it is today's date, which I should say.
Hold on, but you said I need to give it 2 months. 2 months. I need to give it 2 months.
I'm just saying that for any form of advertising, you really should give it a chance, right? It's not a commitment. It is, as I reiterated, month-to-month, no contract. It's just
it's a suggestion only, not
Correct. I mean, I'm not trying to tell you how to run your business, but, I mean, if you're going to plant a tree, you're not going to pick the fruit the next day. Anything good takes time. Energy, consistency, patience, understanding. That's all I'm expecting from you, you know? Because I know that when people – well, here's the reason I'm saying it. I know when people come from doing something like Angie's, the day you sign up, you start getting phone calls, right? It doesn't work that way with Google. And there's a good reason. You know, you're not getting recycled leads. You're getting vetted leads. You yourself will be vetted. So there is a process, and we want you to give it the time that it takes to really see the results. That's all I'm saying. That's just common business sense. Now again, like I mentioned, it's month-to-month, no contract. You can stop at any time. You have our client support phone number. You can call us. You can text us. You can email us, okay? Now, as I mentioned, you're just paying the $250 today. Once you're thoroughly vetted, you'll be notified. And unless you tell us otherwise, that activation budget would activate 3 days after that, okay? Month-to-month, no contract. You understand you do agree to these renewal, cancellation, pausing terms?
I do.
Okay. Now, like I said, you are in a second. You're going to get your application by email. You'll also get another email, the written conditions.
That application, can it be a doc science that I can just fill and send back to you by
yeah, it's all very easy for you to fill out. And it is.
I don't have to print anything like that.
You don't have to print it and mail it. No, that's a time-consuming, outdated dinosaur way of doing things. No, everything is submitted electronically. Now, you're also going to get an additional email, the first month's invoice. All that's going to be sent out to you right now. I can see those are in processing. So the application is being sent to you right now. The initial invoice is being sent to you right now. If I update my screen, it might already be successful in being sent to you. Our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes, so sometimes they get spaced out. But yeah, you did receive that information. Now, the application, you know, if you need any help with it, let us know. If you want us to take over the entire completion of it, you do need to put in your Social Security number or your EIN. So if you provide that information to us, we can complete your application from start to finish. But I suggest that you do it on your own because it's very easy to do. Now,
if I have someone to guide me, if I have any question, yes, that's
tomorrow.
What I need, that's all.
Absolutely, yeah. Tomorrow you can have our technician walk you through any questions or concerns that you might have. So I did want to do one thing here, which is to set up a security question and an answer. This is for your protection. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Miami Home Design LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may occasionally ask you to verify the answer to the security question. More importantly, if anyone calls you and tells you that they're Google or they're Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that to you, then you shouldn't entertain that phone call. Okay? Now, The voice verification is already clear. It's already recorded. It's already attached to your account. It's for your protection. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
PADUA.
You said P was the first letter? Or
P as in Peter, A as in Anthony, D as in David. U as an umbrella, A as an Anthony.
Oh, Padua.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And then did you also receive not just the application, but did you receive another email, one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice? You also got a welcome email as well. But the one that I want you to see is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Do you see that?
Give me a second here. No, I have not received yet. What did you send? You sent to manuelcorkamp@gmail.com?
I sent it to the email on file, which is manuel@miamihomedesignusa.com.
Yeah, because you sent to me before on the other one.
Did you want me to update that and resend it?
You know what? In order to get everything to the... Yeah, send to Manuel Corkamp better. manuelcorkamp@gmail.com. Send me again, please.
Because
I have the other one there already, sir.
Okay. Now, your email does not have a hyphen, though, right?
No.
manuelcorkamt.
MP is in Peter.
Yeah. P is in Peter. KORT like Tom, KAMP like Peter.
Right.
Got it. Okay. So I'm going to resend that. And of course, no hyphen. Okay. So you'll receive that in just a second here. I just need to refresh and resend it. So you don't really need to pay attention to the other one. If you get it, you may get, well, you'll get it to the other email, but not to this one. Make sure that it updated in our, takes a second for our, for some reason my computer got a little slow just now. Towards the end of the day, it gets tired. I can't pour coffee and do it like I can do for myself. Okay, so let me resend your initial invoice. This is manually coming from our automated system, but I do have to trigger it. So you should get that. It might take another second. Let me just refresh my system and see if it did get sent. So yeah, you do have a new, oh no, it's still processing. I should get to you in just a second here. So I did update your hours of operation, which is basically 24/7. You're willing to take phone calls. Now, for the forms of payment that you accept when a customer pays you, is it just cash and check, or is it credit card, Venmo?
Cash and check and cash and check and credit card, but credit card is a limit.
Okay.
But that's internal information, I guess, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. I wanted to know if you also offer anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, any financing or anything like that. But that's just to give my technician a bit of a head start.
Do I need to create a username and password?
No. Let me pull that up on your default password you can change. Your username, this is on your welcome email, although you don't have to open it up. The welcome email is important because it has your client login credentials. It does also have our client support information on there, but most of our emails do. It's just your phone number. It's easy for you to remember. It's easy for us to access and associate with your account. It is in our system the same way, so you cannot change your username. But it's 305-747-3679. Just numbers, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses.
Hold on. In the welcome email, access to your dashboard. Do I need to access with this password?
Not now. Not now.
When? Tomorrow?
Yeah, you can access your client dashboard. You'll receive by text and email notification that it is active. So you don't have to activate
when?
It right now.
The one is approved.
No. Your client dashboard is up and active once we do your client interview, which is scheduled for tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
So you can change your password. Right now it's get friends, all lowercase, no space. You can change that password as often as you like.
Paul, hold on a second. Are you creating a password now for me?
No. That's your default password. It's already set up on your account. Your client dashboard is not accessible by myself or by you yet, okay? But that's what your...
What is it? What is the username and password created already?
Your username is your phone number, 305-747-3679. That is set in our system, and you cannot change it unless you ask us to change it. We have to reset it in our
system. And the password?
Get friends, GETFRIENDS, all lowercase, no space. You can change that.
Get friends. Get friends.
Yep. And then I did resend the initial invoice to the new email. So that should be there for you. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please.
There's no invoice yet.
Yeah, it's because there's not an invoice attached to that particular, because there's not the recurring monthly. Normally we are providing other services, local SEO, pay-per-click ads. There's not a recurring invoice. It should be attached to the first one on the other email.
Maybe.
Yeah, you don't need it right now. What you need is to click where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. I'll let our tech team know that this particular email did not have the invoice.
I'm totally confused what you're talking about. I haven't received no email. There's no invoice here. You know, now you already forward. You know, you're already ahead of me. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
So you asked for me to resend the invoice to the new email address, manuelcourtcamp@gmail.com.
I got it. I did it. But why do I see that invoice? Click here?
Click where it says
click here to accept it?
Accept the subscription terms. Okay.
Okay, got it. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to give me a second. I'm accepting now. Give me a second. I'm reading a little bit, okay?
Well, that's fine. Yeah, you can scroll above the line, kind of goes through the services.
Too much information. I need a lawyer to do that if it's something complicated.
It's everything that we went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. If there's an asterisk by it, it's a service that we can provide but may not be providing for you right now. We are not providing a website for you. We are not doing Facebook paid ads or Google paid ads. We are doing Google Guarantee. So that's the information about Google Guarantee. That's really the only section that you need to focus on right now. But it's everything that I talked about either in the voice verification or previous phone calls regarding what's a valid lead, what will be credited back, the application, non-refundable, etc.
I'm trying to confirm with the city. It says my, hold on, now yes. Now, after I sign in the agreement, welcome to a local splash page here.
Correct. You don't have to go any farther than that. If it's prompting you to log into your tracking system, it's just our automated system thinking that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. Neither of which is true, not at this point. We do need to do your client interview. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You will receive the invoice for the $250 for the local splash application fee. That is a one-time application fee, okay? You'll never have to pay that again. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. It's going to say local splash Google Guarantee onboarding on that. You don't have to respond to it. It's just for your records, okay? I'm going to send that out to you in just a minute or so here. We do have your client interview, which will be scheduled tomorrow. You said you wanted that at 5 o'clock Miami time, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. You are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I want to thank you for your patience already. I know that we've had several conversations. I know you had to call in a couple of times and things like that, but I'm really excited to get this going for you. It is a bit of a process, but we're happy to finally get that started for you because there is no better product online than Google Guarantee. You're really going to love the results with this. I will, though, send you an email really just for your information. I know you're maybe going to get phone calls for local search engine optimization, placement in the local map or PAC result. These are services that we can provide for you. We were Google partners long before Google Guarantee was a product. We were a search engine optimization company long before Google Guarantee was anything that existed. Google started the partnership program is what I meant to say that time. So the partnership program is only about 9 or 10 years old. So the internet's been around longer than that. We've been around longer than that. Google's been around longer than that. But the partnership program is something that Google started to help small and medium-sized businesses get a better return on investment using Google products. Google Guarantee was not a thing at that time, but Google Pay-Per-Click AdWords was a thing at that time. That's a service we can offer, and I'll send you information regarding that. Facebook ads, search engine optimization, if you want to, we can do everything for you in-house. That way, if anyone calls you and offers a service that we're not yet providing, you don't have to go with another company because we could do it for you as well. But I'm happy to get Google Guarantee going for you. It's the best product out there, highest return on investment. I know you're going to love it, and I am excited to get that started for you. Give me just a couple of minutes. I need to notate your account on my end. There's nothing that you need to do, but it's going to take me a minute or so to get that that interview, the onboarding invitation sent out to your email. It will go to the new or to the email that I've updated, not the one I had before. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Real pleasure speaking with you, Manuel. You take care. You have a fantastic rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you,
appreciate
too.
It.
Take care, Mr. Clark.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.